What's going on, everybody? Uptown ENT back at it again with a brand new podcast for y'all. One half of the juggernaut. I am Low here as always with my main man B.
He ready.
Can we say that?
You just did, so.
Is it acceptable?
You know what? I'll allow it.
Alright, because
if anybody come for you, dog, I got you.
Because, you know, Biggie had some unacceptable verses, but I don't know. It's 314 day, y'all.
Hey, hold up. You can't just drop that in my lap and then just walk off.
Somebody brought it. I ain't never heard this song. I forget the name of the song or what album it's on. But he said, you look so good. I can suck your daddy's dick.
Hey, you know what else I thought you was going to talk about Dead Wrong, that song he had with Eminem where he was talking about
kidnapped kids.
Nah, he was talking about he fucked some chick, brought her up the ass with a broomstick, and I was like, what?
Yeah, man. I think Pac had a song too, but.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you, speaking of which, before we get to what day it is, you know they trying to cancel Eminem again, these young people, not millennials, but these zennials, they trying to go back and cancel him.
Oh, they can't do that, because you know Eminem fans, they rap. And they been making YouTube videos rapping against these cats, like, you ain't canceling him.
Dude, they trying to cancel him for him saying the F word back in the day, but I'm like, dude, that was... Every rapper was saying it back then.
You weren't born then. We grew up in that time. You didn't. Man, we didn't give a fuck.
You know how it is. We tried to go there. Everybody tried to go back and retroactively get it.
Before we get into the 314 day, another unacceptable verse. I don't know. The cannabis. You remember the cannabis versus LL Cool J?
Of course.
When he said, I eat a nigga's ass. Now somebody else was saying, "Nah, you knew what he meant." But I'm like,
hey, you know what? To juxtapose that, and we gonna call out cannabis, and we gotta call out Nick Cannon too for wilding out. They had that game called "Eat That Ass Up."
Oh yeah, but hold up. What about dollars and cents?
Oh man. Dude, I thought we had talked about that on here, man. Hey, Quick, I think we did because I remember that was one of my throwbacks, and I remember Quick was like, I never had my dick sucked by a man before, but you gonna be the first, you little trick ass hoe. And I was like, whoa, what?
Yeah, he was like, beat off in your eye and spit in your face, or piss in your face or something like that before.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Yeah, I think.
Right, I was like, damn, that's rather descriptive.
Anyways. hey, it's 314 day. Y'all know where we at. Y'all know what it is. Except you U-City cats. Y'all can't celebrate 314 day.
Hey, ain't Nelly from U-City? He is from... all the lunatics from U-City, ain't they?
I think so. But they still can't celebrate 314 day. They don't have another island by themselves. I said it.
Hey, hold up, man. I heard some news earlier this week, and I was going to run it past you because you know all about the gang stuff there, how gang stuff be moving around here in the city.
Yeah.
Hey, man, some dude said that Nelly was he was a 60. He was a Rollin' 60 Crip.
Did they have Rollin' 60s in St. Louis?
That's what I was trying to figure out. I'm like, I ain't really into the gang stuff, so I was like, I'm gonna ask my man B, since you the gang oracle.
He always wore red, so I thought he was part of, like, you know, over the Pine Line, they had like the Californians about the treetop bloods over here.
Mm-hmm. Is that when they brought like brought the coke over here and was showing people how to rock it up too?
Yeah, California, them gang members came over here and spread the love.
Hey, remember Ice Cube came from and tried to sell some dope on the motherfucking corner and then made a song about it.
Oh man, he's doing it for the videos. We ain't know. You know what's funny, man? We ain't even know no better back then. Like, it's hard getting older and like, man, what was I thinking? See, Ice Cube was smart. He grew up while we was growing up. And he got into like the family man stage, and him, and it's like, yeah, because these dudes gonna catch on to me. I can't keep this up, this facade up.
St. Louis niggas want their quarterback.
Mm-hmm. And then the DJ Quick come over here too. He was like, hey, St. Louis, just like Compton.
DJ Quick came over her and got didn't they jump him down there by Gus?
Did they try to?
Oh shit, I don't know if they tried. I think they actually got that. If they ain't jump him, they at least robbed his ass.
Well, I thought a couple cats got shot. Because you know the treetop Bloods helped him out.
Yeah, because
his people was over here.
Yeah, because he is a treetop, yeah.
Well, he a Pyru, I think.
No, I thought he claimed treetop too. I thought I remember like when, because Quick still to this day say that he the first nigga to gang bang on wax.
He probably, you know what, he is.
I think he is, right? I don't know anybody who can, because Quick was like the first one to like really like, you know, claim his set or whatever and do all that shit on wax.
Now, nobody knew no better unless you was from out there. We was just listening to the music like, I don't know what he, but yeah. MC8 didn't, I don't think he gang banged on wax.
Nah, he didn't. He did not until Quick said something. Then it became like a Blood versus Crip thing.
Ice-T didn't gang bang on wax. He talked about the gangs.
But well, Ice-T wasn't in a gang though, was he? He was just a affiliate. Yeah.
He was a affiliate. I guess you want to call him Street Jesus. He was spitting what's going on in the streets. Mm-hmm. On wax and where to stay away from, and he was telling gang stories of what he witnessed. That was Ice-T. I don't think ain't no real gang banging going on in St. Louis no more. It's just these cats is wild and they loose out here.
Them young boys be wilding, man, and you know. I got a, it's a couple of young dudes who like, you know, through me and a couple of friends of mine, through like the stuff we got, where we try to like mentor you, like young people, man. Some of these young dudes, I hate to say it, man, but they be on, it's, I don't want to call them lost causes, but it's just like, damn, dog, I don't know if anybody can help you.
I'm going to say someone can't be saved. They don't want to be saved.
That's my next point. A lot of them think that this is okay.
They want to rap and sell drugs and don't give a fuck.
And they don't think about the short shelf life that come with it.
They don't even care.
That's crazy, dude. Like, hey, man, I'm going to tell you something right now, especially with the week I've had, dog, I'm terrified of dying. Like, I'm like, dude, I mean, can I at least get to live to, like, my late 80s, early 90s, and then just pass in my sleep? That'll be cool.
Shit, you better than me. I told my kids, I was like, man, I think about 60, 65. Maybe 62, probably my cutoff.
Damn, nigga. You told the kids.
Hey, that's just funny. I'm dead serious. I don't know, man. Depending on how my body is. You see how pain these people be in at a certain age? Is it worth it? Shit.
Yeah. I mean,
people put in the nursing homes and all this other stuff. It just costs money to live that. Like, once you start the medical bills, you going to the doctor all the time. Like, now you want to see the kids grow, but hey, if there's a heaven, I'll watch.
I mean, a little peek behind the curtain, you know what I'm saying? Because, and the reason why we didn't record like last week, you know, last week and everything or whatever. My grandfather, who had been battling pneumonia, he had been on the ventilator, you know, for over a month, and he was taken off the ventilator at the request of the family, and he lasted like less than 10 minutes off of that ventilator, man. And man, it was hard, man. It's hard when you think about like people who you've known, you know, saying throughout your whole life or whatever. Like, and I was telling somebody, I'm like, dude, it's just like you don't really trip off of it until you get older, and you just like, wait a minute, like that person has always been here. They always have looked the same all throughout my life. And you know what I'm saying, it's just like years later or whatever, like, you know, my grandfather was 77 years old, whatever, so he had lived a long life. And you know, especially after my grandmother passed, you know, he was still kicking and stuff, you know, for you know what I'm saying, for like 15 damn near 20 years after my grandmother passed. And that's what kind of like I was just like, damn, dog. So every time I like want to break down, I just think about them two being reunited. And then combine that with the following morning, I had to go put my dog of the past 12 years down because she was experiencing health problems, and she had, you know, she was battling kidney failure, and it just got to the point where she was like coughing up bile and stuff, and it was like, man, the end is near. Like, she didn't want to eat or drink anything, and so, man, I've just been like a mess, dog, and that's why I've been thinking about like mortality and stuff, or whatever, and then just like how life is, you know. And I just been thinking about, like, I'm like, damn, what is life and stuff like that or whatever. And it's like, life is really just like what you leave behind to the people that you love.
Shit, you just gotta live that motherfucker until,
yeah, man,
to the end of the road. You can't even, I see, I guess if I can't control something, you can do whatever you can and stay healthy to stick around as long as you can. But at some points, I'll be looking at healthy people just disappearing. I just be like, we can't control this shit for real, no matter what. Cause then I'll be looking at motherfuckers at 600 pounds still kicking around. I'm like,
still kicking. You be like, what the fuck?
I was like, I can't control it. And then I'm like, it ain't even up to me for real. I mean, I could try. That motherfucker ain't trying, but I guess I can try.
I think it's just like you said, just trying to stay as healthy as you can, and then just letting the chips fall where they may.
Right. I don't go to this. I don't look for violence. I don't go towards the violence. I mean, we drive every day, just like my dude I work out with at the gym with, one of my other friends. He witnessed a motorcycle accident on the highway. Like, witnessed that motorcycle. Like, he was there. I'm gonna tell you, he told me what happened. He got out the car, you know, he working like the hospital and stuff. Like, he sell like the medical tools, so he know like majority of the motherfuckers. But anyways, so this motorcycle, man, motherfucker driving in the lane, driving how you supposed to on the motorcycle. This truck, red pickup truck, hit the motorcycle from behind. And that motherfucker curved, cause they were in the second lane, so he curved over. And then the semi came and ran that mug over, that dude over.
Damn.
Yeah. So the dude, I asked him because we was working out. He was telling me, I was like, I saw that. Like, I saw the motorcycle on the side of the road because I was driving on the side road past. I'm like, ooh. I was like, was he wearing a helmet? He was like, man, that helmet was 60 feet away. He's like, that dude, like, his stomach was like gasping, like shutting down. He was like sucking in and bloating out. And he was like, he pulled his hoodie back, and that dude's skin, you could see the inside of his, yeah, he was messed up. It was a hit and run.
God damn.
So I'm like, man, it's like, you can't get, this just happened. It won't even be your fault.
Yeah, right, yeah, that's you right. You can't control it, man. Like you said, though, man, I just want to just go peacefully. I don't want to go through like no violence, no horrific accidents or anything like that. I know I can't control it, but damn, if you know what I'm saying, God, if you listening, please.
Yeah, I feel you on that. It's just, I know my other, this other dude, I know he afraid of death too. I'd be trying to tell him, I'm like, man, you can't control it. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to know for real. So I can't be afraid of me personally. I can't be afraid of something like I don't know. So I can't just like, I can't stop it from happening.
Yeah. I mean, there are certain things you can do, like you said or whatever, like making sure your diet's in check, exercise, try to avoid areas where you know it's high violence and stuff. But that's really all you could do, because at some point it's going to end. You're going to clock out at some point.
Yeah,
I think my thing is just it happening and me knowing that it happened. Like, God forbid I get shot or get into an accident like that, and I just don't go immediately. Like, I'm like laying there just like, oh my God, I'm dying. And then you got time to think about that in your head. Like, I think that's the scary part to me.
Yeah, somebody told me their nervous system shut down, so you don't even feel, you just up. You probably dead, but you just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everything's shutting down, but I don't know. I feel you though.
Yeah. Well, anyway, let's go back to 314 day. Let's go back. Or, for people in other areas, they call it Pi Day.
Yeah, but and our day is 314, our area code.
Yeah.
So represent. Go ahead and get you the little Emo's pizza with extra sauce.
I was gonna say, get that bacon. Emo, get that Chinaman.
Mm-hmm. They got a food truck out there.
Red hot combinations. A vest, nigga.
Right, red vest, pineapple vest, fruit punch vest.
Hey, B, I'm about to fuck you up, though. Get you one of them Mystics.
Ooh.
Wash that shit down with a Mystic, nigga. Motherfuckers forget about Mystics.
You can only get that in the hood now, in singles.
I'm saying, right, you used to be able to get them in a pack, didn't you?
Yeah.
Damn, yeah. I actually had to go visit some people and my family in the hood yesterday. That's what made me think of Mystic, because I was like, I saw them. They only had like three flavors there. I'm like, dog, it used to be like 10 flavors of Mystic.
Man, yeah, it sure did. And we used to get them in school at the in the snack line.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is the bread them little Bosco sticks? Is that the St. Louis thing?
I don't know if the Bosco sticks were a St. Louis thing. I never really got into them, but I
used to be good back in the day. In the snack line, they was good. But I don't know about it. I don't eat them now.
Hey, that snack line used to be clutch, nigga. That used to be our lunch.
Right, because I'd be looking at them like, oh, they got that little rectangle ass piece of, ugh. Nah, I either gonna get double fries if they got the cheese sauce in there on the side. Or I hit up the snack line like, damn, let me get that Canada Dry and that damn Butterfinger or some chips.
Hey, we used to just eat whatever.
Right. Oh, never go. They be charging you for them damn double fries. I'm like, what? Come on, man. It's school lunch. My parents paid taxes. And then my mom could never figure out how them other kids was eating for free, because she signed me up for like assistance for like all the time and kept getting denied. Well, how you ain't gonna tell me I make too much money? Like, what could she was like, what the hell kind of sense does that make? I said, I don't want to be on that shit no way, because they're probably gonna make fun of me. So,
man, I mean, shit, they can make fun of you, but hell, you will still. You the one who was eating good.
Right. And them cats on free lunch was the one that was the top Jonas anyway.
Hey, they had to be, dog. They had to be, because you know they was coming. Oh,
like,
man.
Like, you Jonas and you on free lunch? Nah. I'm like, all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. So how's your week been, man?
Man, has it been a week? Shit. Like, Friday came so damn fast. I've been working all this damn overtime because we you know, we short like a manager and the soup and stuff. Mm-hmm. And like, it's just been us and the other lead and the other soup. So we just been struggling. Mm-hmm. Trying to maintain. That's the first department I've been in with a senior manager. Like, man, y'all doing too much work. We finna see why we keep getting all these escalations and make the other departments. I suppose I work this stuff. I'm like, cool. Because usually they be like, you on your own, try to figure it out, fix it. I'm like, mm-hmm. At least he got us, our backs.
Yeah, that's always good, man. You had somebody in management who got your back and actually think like a fucking human being.
Shit, I got to the point where I don't even, if I wanted to apply, I don't even know where to go. I'm afraid it's just shit. People getting laid off and they, you know, they doing that reformatting and getting rid of stuff in the company.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to stay where I'm at.
My group that I work in was actually part of a reorganization. They told us about it. Thankfully, I still got a job. Don't none of my duties change or anything, but I know a couple people who they didn't get let go, but they just got moved to different teams and they duties and assignments got like shifted around.
At least they still got their job. Yeah. See, that's cool when the company do that.
Yeah, man. So, all right, man. So where you want to start at first, B? You want to go ahead and jump into sports or you want to go ahead and jump into entertainment?
Sports is short. Let's hit that old punk ass Blake Griffin. When they get to
the they didn't even let me tee it up.
Yeah, so didn't, man.
You're mad.
Oh, man. LeBron, man. It's all LeBron. They want to beat this dude so bad. He didn't even got AD right now.
You know what though? It is all LeBron, but I'm gonna go ahead and do you. I'm gonna go ahead and just, you know what I'm saying, just put a counterpoint on there. It's LeBron's fault though, because ever since he did that shit in Miami, everybody else been like, well shit, he the best player in that league. If he doing it, we can all do it.
Is he the best player in the league? Because motherfuckers acting like he ain't the best player in the league. These teams building prove otherwise.
Well, at that, I mean, well, if you're talking about like the talking heads and just like NBA fans, or you know, kind of casual NBA fans, I don't even count their opinion. But at the time with him, D-Wade and Chris Bosh teamed up, like, dude, that was like three like young perennial all-stars teaming up. That shit was unheard of. Like before, we would see, you would see like Charles Barkley in the last like 2-3 years of his career trying to ring chase in Houston, or you know what I'm saying, people like that or whatever, like just trying to, you know, I guess you could say the team in Boston, but them dudes was even on their last legs though. With mm-hmm. Paul Pierce, KG, and Ray Allen. That's why they only won one championship.
Right. Man.
But you got LeBron doing it, and it's just like, oh, shit, we can do that? All right, then we'll fuck. That's why a lot of older players say they don't like LeBron because of that. Because they like, dude, this dude fucked up the league doing that shit.
I mean, they had to follow suit.
I mean, true, but do you really just want to get your head caved in every year by like LeBron and like two or three other all-stars?
Like, we forget about Curry, you know? I guess that team just squashed now, huh?
But that wasn't a, I mean, but you, I guess the way people was looking at it with that, whereas they drafted Curry, they drafted Steph, they drafted Draymond, and they was already winning championships. And then they brought KD in, and people was like, okay, they kind of like shift the power. But, you know, I guess people look at that different because majority of that team was drafted. KD was the only outsider that was brought in.
But LeBron was playing with Cleveland, man. They were still struggling.
But Cleveland was, when he went back to Cleveland, though, it was a squad. I mean, you had young Kyrie before the injuries there.
Yeah, you could tell the difference when he was injured during the play, the finals.
Once that dude knee got fucked up, it was over. Are you really, dude? I don't understand how you worried about Blake Griffin though, because you weren't even worried when they got Harden.
Hey man, y'all kept calling this dude fat. He ain't really doing nothing out there right now.
I mean, shit.
Blake Griffin still got game. I mean, he had no injuries.
What you know about James ain't doing nothing though? But James out there getting triple doubles and stuff. Granted, he playing himself into shape, but. Like this dude, like 15, 20 pounds overweight, and he's still out there getting triple doubles.
When Kyrie coming back?
Shit, I don't even know, man. I didn't know Kyrie was even out again. I thought he did come back. Shit.
I don't know, man. But we'll see when the playoffs come around.
Like that. I know KD, they trying to be cautious with him because, you know, he missed all of last year with that, was that Achilles injury? So they still trying to be cautious with him with not playing him back-to-back. I think James Harden played the most out of all three of them dudes.
That's why he wanted, ain't nobody going to complain about him playing and ball hogging the whole time.
Yeah. But, I mean, shit. Is he really ball hogging? Because he's still getting, like, double-digit assists or whatever. And it's kind of like the same thing in Houston. Where people would say the same thing when he was in Houston, like this dude ball hogger, but then you look at the assist numbers and you like, well, nah, he passing somebody the ball.
Yeah.
So like I don't said, know.
We ain't paying attention to Brooklyn. Ain't no Brooklyn fans, so I don't really see nothing.
Nigga, you said the same thing about Golden State. Don't nobody want to be a fan of them niggas. I'm like, well.
Oh, I sure did. What, you know they ain't coming into the playoffs.
Shit. I mean, here goes something I did hear. Now I want to see how you feel about this. I have heard that over the All-Star weekend, which, dude, I didn't even realize the All-Star game had even happened in the NBA. This has been crazy. But over All-Star weekend recently, it was a lot of reports that not LeBron's people, but the people from the Lakers, was trying to get in contact with Luka Doncic's people because they trying to recruit Luka to join the Lakers next season.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's fine though.
That's
this is not bad.
Wait, hold up though, man. Hold up. I don't know, man. I mean,
it's a lot of stuff that has to go into play with it because Luka is like eligible for like the super max deal, which would all but guarantee him a like damn near $200 contract. $200 million contract, excuse me. And it's just kind of like due to how the Lakers are going to want to do that or whatever, if they can get him away from Dallas, because Dallas can pay him the most money. But it's like, does Luka want to come in and just say, okay, for, you know, like the first 2 or 3 years of the contract, y'all stagger my pay because LeBron and AD are still going to be there. And then once LeBron leave, then they're going to get him like that big money.
That's true.
So it's kind of like one of them things or whatever, but with Luka being young, who knows if Luka going to want to come in there and be like, nah, fuck that. This my team. And then you might have the chemistry being upset because AD okay with not being the man.
Is he still injured? I ain't been paying no attention.
Yeah, he's still out. I think that dude, well, I thought when they first announced it that they said dude was going to be out for like a month. And then even then, when he come back, who the hell knows if he gonna be right? Because AD injury prone, man. He was injury prone in New Orleans.
Oh shit! I didn't see the post. It almost made me throw up. Yeah.
Oh shit! What happened?
Right about that. Some chick we went to high school with. She kind of. Well, she always been. Like. You know what I'm saying? She wore glasses. She's just been like always been well rounded. Like, I mean, well rounded. I put my arms out.
Oh, okay. Oh, is it their birthday today?
I don't know. They said, I'm so sexy. I mean, we so sexy. I was like, oh.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. And I don't want to keep talking about this just in case she listens because she could jaw her ass off. I mean, you can have that stuff if you want to. I want no parts of it, dog. You got it.
When was the last time you heard that person, Joan?
I ain't been around them since high school, but I mean, I am friends with them on Facebook, and they do be joining on a lot of dudes be sliding up in her inbox like it ain't nothing though.
Oh, see, so, I ain't on none of that. So I've been joining on set person since sixth grade.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, y'all did go to elementary school together. I forgot about
that's
that.
That's why she hate me.
Well, it's nice to see somebody hate you instead of me for a change.
Everybody hate me. You ain't on the other side. Some people just hate me. I don't even get. I be telling the truth sometimes, but like they just don't want to hear it. I'm dead serious. You can do the same to me. Like, okay, I'll fix it. My bad.
So wait a minute.
Get hurt over it.
So wait a minute. So it's their fault.
Yeah, it's their fault. Hey, what person thought I was just being so mean to him? I'm like, I'm not being mean. It's just me. I don't even really realize it sometimes. Like, I be telling my soup at work, I'm like, dude, that's just me. I'm sorry. I don't be realizing it sometimes. It's just like, I just come out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'll take the L for it and say my bad. But if you keep harping on it, then I'll take it back.
As long as if you gonna keep being upset about it, then I'm gonna have to hurt your feelings more.
Hell yeah. Like, dang, why you keep like, I remember that one time you said, I'm like, did I say something after that? Like any other time? I'm gonna go back to that thing. Cause when I'm coming around you, I'm watching what I say. I don't really like that necessarily. Mm-hmm. I just like to be able to say whatever, but I'm trying to respect the people, man, because I was like, okay, this person's sensitive. Let me switch it up. I give them that respect, and then that's it. But if you keep coming back and telling me what I had said a long time ago to you, and then, yeah, all bets are off. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to get over it. Because I said, I apologize. If I apologize, you're supposed to get over it, right?
Now. Now, I will go ahead and say this. Just because you apologize doesn't mean they should get over it right then and there. But they,
I mean, the, like 6 months, like don't be bringing it up.
That's what I'm saying. On the other hand, that's the, it's a choice to be around somebody, so or to even deal with them. So if you know what I'm saying, so you apologize, and if they wanna accept it, cool. If they don't or whatever, cool. Then, but you need to, but they need to stay away from you. Then, if they gonna still feel away when they around you.
Right, I remove myself because I ain't finna. You ain't finna keep telling me such and such, such and such. I'm like, all right, man, or girl, or I'm good. My bad. I won't talk to you no more. And hey, half the stuff I be saying don't even be like. I'm just being stupid.
I know. You be saying a bunch of ignorant shit. That's why it always amazes me why people be so mad at you. Cause I'm like, why y'all mad at this nigga?
Right, like that's just me. Like my suit, she finally got used to it. She just laughed. I'm like, yeah, my bad. I had to say it. Somebody had to say it.
You still better be careful with that though, because yeah. You know, as we know, sometimes with women with the fairer sex, just because they laugh about something, don't mean that they okay with it.
Yeah, that happened to somebody in my department. I know that's why we missing a suit right now.
Motherfuckers laugh about some shit, then be running to tell HR like, I don't like what he said.
You should have told me HR Enterprise was like that. Like they don't play around, even with the smallest stuff. I'm like, ooh.
Dude, I thought, so wait a minute, so your old HR would just like let shit fly like that? Cause
okay, let me give you an example, y'all. So it's a dude in my old department. Shit. He was on the phone talking to one of his gals, straight like grimy shit, next to this one girl.
His gals, like what you mean, like his friend or something?
On the phone.
Like his personal phone or the work phone?
His personal phone.
Why the hell was he sitting? He was sitting in his cubicle doing this? His
cubicle next to her.
See?
Next to this girl.
That's a problem.
hold on. A white girl, right? She went to HR, told. Like, she reported him to HR.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Told him everything. He admitted to it. Guess what? This dude, you know, they got to do the investigation. So, you know, they suspended him with pay.
Mm-hmm.
For 3 months with pay, 100% pay. Damn, he's still working there.
He got paid to just sit at home.
Yeah, he's still working there. He came back on the CA. That's it. They just gave him a corrective action. I'm going to tell you something else. There's this other dude. You know him. He went to high school with us. He worked in the department. He, somebody, quote, I didn't see it. I just heard, but sometimes I'll be believing people. He said that he put his hands around this girl's neck.
What?
But I know this person, he just be playing. Like, he legit be playing. He don't be doing like this stuff for real. But you know, they sent him home. He was home for about 4 months with pay.
Wait a minute, dog. Did he actually put his hands around her neck, or he was just saying he did?
Man, somebody said he did it. Ain't nobody witnessed it though. The girl didn't admit to it.
Mm.
But she got, man, he came back. But I'm gonna tell you, in my new spot, you know, they was joking around on the WebEx, and he was just like, from when I was gone, this is when I was on leave, you never telling me. All he said was, the women's ganging up on him. He was like, damn, we got too much estrogen on the team. We need to hire some more men.
Uh-oh. Yep, that's what did it.
And he was just joking. He was like, nah, I'm just playing.
Nah, you gotta joke like that, man. Dumb motherfuckers be real sensitive over there.
Yeah, then nobody else heard it, though. I'm like, the dude told me the story. I was like, so nobody else know what happened but you. He was like, right. He got let go. I was like, what?
Even with, you know what, though, man? I mean, and I hate to be this person or whatever, but that's why I don't be saying shit at work, man. That's why I stick to myself. The people who I fuck with, I'll fuck with. But, like, right. And people can tell you, like, because it's sometimes where I'll be talking to somebody and we'll be, like, really, like, being ignorant and shit like that. If I see somebody else walk up, whether to talk to me or talk to them, I stop talking. I ain't got nothing else to say at that point. And then people be like, why you get so quiet whenever I walk over her? I'd be like, what you need? Like, for real, we ain't got shit. Nope, because you ain't about to be going to tell nobody. I said shit.
But this lady was talking about sexy rain on the dang old, can't nobody report. I was like, what?
I mean, we'll cover it a little bit more when we get into the entertainment section. But it's just kind of like how I was telling somebody about the TV show Snowfall. It ain't about what somebody else did to get shit kicked off. It's about what you did. And everybody going to look at the most recent thing that happened and be like, nah, you fucked up.
That's my dog, though. I came back, I was bad, man. For that couple days, I was like, dang. Like, y'all just ruin somebody's life like that, man. Finances, whatnot, over something so petty. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, man, y'all gotta, like, sit back. Unless somebody, like, directly harassing you, like, face-to-face, like, always putting you down and saying this stuff to you and not helping you with nothing. I get it. Mm-hmm. But the person always helping you and making sure you got all your stuff together at work and keeping you off the radar, and y'all do that to that. I'm like, man, y'all wilded.
Oh no, people don't care. People will do shit that'll fuck them up just so they can fuck somebody else over. Because what you may not realize, dude, people could be like laughing and hee-heeing in your face and hate your fucking guts.
And oh yeah,
they just be waiting for you to slip up so they can be like, mm-hmm, got you. But I don't never want to, because I don't want my livelihood fuck with like that. So I wouldn't fuck with nobody else's livelihood. Like the times where I have had issues with people at work and they've said some crazy stuff or whatever, I've just pulled them to the side and talked to them about it. Be like, hey man, you can't be saying shit like that. Like, not around me. Like, I don't know how these other motherfuckers let you get down, but you ain't gonna be saying shit like that around me.
Yeah, I just, like, they be wanting me to talk in the meetings. I'll be like, man, I ain't saying nothing. I ain't mm-hmm. Chappelle or nothing. You good? Somebody else can say some funny stuff. Stay away from me.
Motherfuckers be wanting you to be funny. The next thing you know, you look up and you ain't got no job and you got to explain that to wifey. Mm-mm.
Right, I work too hard to get where I'm at, man. Like, you ain't, this shit ain't no game. I don't mess with people like that. Stop messing with people on the job, and it's not, you don't even know, you might mess with the wrong person. That's what I don't want to see happen. Hey, you that person may be all sunshine and rainbows and you get them fired, and then next thing you know, they done turned into Rambo in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
And you ain't even know.
Yeah, man.
I'm like, I ain't messing with nobody's job. I ain't finna put nobody in a situation where they about to get fired. Like, nope. I be telling people, man, just step back. Just fall back. Don't you worry about it. I got it.
Right. Yeah, right. Also, where is that at? Because RIP to Marvin Hagler.
Oh, yeah. Marvelous Mark, whatever. I can't say it.
What?
Yeah, I can't. I don't know. I had a tongue tied. Oh, I meant to say this early. Did you listen to that Scary Hours 2 album? The EP?
I still ain't got around to it yet, dog.
Dang. Man, that mug go
EP, on. So, wait a minute. So when is this dude going to drop the fucking album? Like the Certified Lover Boy, whatever that shit was.
I don't know. He dropped this What Next and that, him and Lil Baby. Mm-hmm. I was like, shit, the radio jumping right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then now he just dropped his radio. I can't listen to his radio station, though.
Why you can't listen to it?
Because it's just them slow jams.
Mm-hmm.
They're from people from, like, we ain't even heard of yet. So he introduced a new artist to the game, pretty much.
I think on his radio station, he play a lot of people who are influencing whatever he's listening to right now or influencing his current sound. Because, you know, Drake, I mean, Drake be going to like to the UK and Africa or whatever, and he be like jumping on like, like they shit or whatever, or sometimes with like things like Hotline Bling or whatever, he just do a cover version of it. And you just go ahead and just get that there. So I think but see, the problem is people only once they hear an artist with a Drake feature, it's not like they only want to hear that artist and Drake work together after that. They don't want to hear that artist by themselves no more.
You gotta find a way to stride though. Like, look at Lil Baby.
Yeah, look, but Lil Baby already had like some buzz already going on before he had that song with what was that Yes Indeed. With him and Drake, he already had some buzz because I remember him and
Did it?
Gunner, yeah, because him and Gunner had like a couple of like mixtapes out. He had some buzz. He wasn't like big superstar status, but at the same time, like you said, Lil Baby was gonna. I think Lil Baby was gonna be a star no matter what. And yeah, he had that one Drake feature, but he didn't just, I mean, he's taken off since then. Dare I say, I think he's gotten bigger since the Drake feature, rather than go down in star
That
rating.
dude making his own money, like he don't owe nobody nothing. Like he can pay for the shit, like features. How many features is this dude on? So he made all Drake's money back. He probably made all Drake's money back off the Yes Indeed song.
I mean, and then Lil Baby has shown he can make like songs on his own or whatever. Like, I mean, I don't think anybody expected for Woe to come out like it did. Like when Woe dropped, like what was that last year when it dropped? And
Oh no, he dropped so much music, I can't even keep up.
it's just like, man, Lil Baby done found his flow and he done found that pocket, and he just like, all right, I'm gonna go ahead and go with it. And he like the hottest rapper right now. Dare I say hotter than Drake? Now you could say Drake ain't been releasing nothing, but still.
Yeah, cause he yeah, I would say what the last 2 years, Baby been on features more than Drake.
Yeah, Drake been just sitting down. Like Drake could drop something every now and then, but man, I don't know. But now that I think about it, I don't know. I don't know. We might not really want that Certified Lover Boy album, man, for real, because he might be doing a lot of singing on her. And we don't like with Drake when he be singing, dude, because it be sounding so fucking forced.
Yeah, I don't want to see it. See, he got that heart-shaped lining in his hair, so I don't want that Drake. I need that Drake that dropped that What's Next. Okay. What's next?
So What's Next was that was off of the Scary Hours.
Yeah. And what happened? That's on that Scary Hours. Now Drake can sing like he did on What's Happened. Like, if he rap and sing like that's fine with me. But that just that fucking R&B shit, nah, bro. That's not him. I mean, it can be him, I guess, if you want it. I don't even think the chicks listening to that shit.
Right. Yeah, man. Yeah. So, all right, man. The time has come. We up in the TV and movies, so I guess let's talk about Coming to America.
Hold up, you want to do that or WandaVision first?
I do. Honestly, we can do WandaVision, but I don't really remember totally everything that happened at the finale. I remember they won, but I
It's
don't.
not what everybody was thinking. It was what
Nah,
happened.
and then like I can't recall, did we get like that big payoff cameo?
No.
Man, see.
Agnes was the cameo, I guess.
Nah, man, that's some bullshit. She was in the show the whole time. I wanted somebody who like wasn't there. I would have settled for Stephen Strange popping up.
We ain't get no big cameos. So basically, I'm gonna break it down like this. All the TV show episodes was like her different mental illnesses that she was suffering through.
Hey, you know what? You know what? Hold on, Let me go and jump up in here. Hey man, them MCU fanboys is like, nah man, they still trying to make excuses for this show, dog. They was like, nah man, this show may not be as good as everybody's saying, but you gotta go on ahead and look at how Marvel not afraid to tackle the mental health crisis in America. I said, man, if y'all don't get the fuck out of my face,
shut the fuck up. But them dudes in this other group, though, they was just like, man, this ended with what I thought of. I was like, see, I didn't even mind you. I knew y'all was going to flip-flop.
But they put themselves in that position because they was hyping this shit up out the gate. And I'm like, dude, y'all cannot tell me that y'all liked the first 2-3 episodes of this fucking show, man. And they like, nah, man, this show good. And you got to understand, they just trying to recapture TV of that era. I said, okay, well, why is it then that y'all jumped on Wonder Woman 1984 then? Because they was just trying to recapture the movies of the 80s.
That's different.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Man, the season finale to me was good the way they set it up. I mean, if you watch like the final episode, you know, she got her name, Scarlet. This wasn't nothing but a Scarlet Witch origin story. That's all it was. And I just don't know. I don't know. Everybody thinks she's going to be the villain in Doctor Strange too. She got the Book of the Damned right now. You know, that's one of his weapons that he used. And you know, I told Will, I was like, I think she, in between somewhere in there, she visited Doctor Strange to help her with her magic. I bet. Mm-hmm. When she was at that cabin at the end, and then, like, you know, he's probably training her, and then she heard her kids' voices, and she probably snapped again.
Yeah. I just don't like all the excuse making and goalpost moving they was doing with this movie. I mean, with this show, I'm like, dude, why don't y'all just say, why can't y'all just say, you know what, this is just all right? Like, I would have settled for that.
I'm gonna tell you a goalpost movement, an extreme one. If somebody was like, which system should I get, the Xbox or the PlayStation? This dude was like, if you like Bethesda games, then you should get Xbox. But if you want anything else, you should get a PlayStation 5. And plus, you don't have to put batteries in your controller. I was like, oh, Lord.
that's a real good geek voice.
You don't have to put batteries in the controller. It's like, we still complain about batteries in the controller. I mean, at the end of the day, you get rechargeable batteries for the damn controller. You still plug it both controllers in to recharge them.
Man.
I mean, if you switching out batteries, like if you got a battery pack and you switch it out, it's quicker than I ain't tied to no system. And I ain't gotta worry about the shit done. I don't know. I hate the goalposts. And you look like a fanboy because now you defending him because you trying to make them look stupid for saying some shit like that.
Man.
Like, it's not a fanboy thing. It's you look ridiculous. Like, you just trying to hate on something. Just enjoy both without hating on the other. You can't even do that, can you? Like, these people can't do it. Like, you can't enjoy Marvel without hating on DC. Like, it don't make any sense.
And see, that's my whole thing or whatever. Like, why can't y'all enjoy this shit? That's what made me kind of be so, like, being like, man, why is we even talking about DC? Y'all got y'all WandaVision show or whatever. Like, wasn't nobody even trying to compare this shit until they started to try and compare it. Be like, yeah, you know, this way better than Wonder Woman 1984 because they got the aesthetics right. And I'm like, nigga, no the fuck they didn't. This shit's still goofy.
Aesthetics? Motherfuckers can't even spell these words and you know what it means, man. Like, dang.
I'm like, nah, this shit's still fucking goofy, man. What the fuck is y'all talking about? Either we like goofy shit or we don't. Because y'all swore up and down that y'all ain't like goofy shit.
That's what that dude told me that I sent y'all. The hypocrisy, man. Just enjoy the damn shit, man. You ain't got to diss one. Like, I play the PlayStation. I ain't saying nothing about it. I play my Xbox. I ain't saying nothing about PlayStation.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, like... But I mean, also like when we came on her and we gave our review of Wonder Woman 1984, we was like, man, this some bullshit. We ain't mentioned nothing about Marvel or anything like that. We was like, yeah, this movie that we talking about right here, this some bullshit.
Right, like it was trash. And now I felt like we was defending Wonder Woman when they was coming at it. Like, I was like, wait a minute. Like, it's one or the other. Like, you can't, you talk about how good a Marvel movie is, and like, damn, DC just trash. They can't do that. Like, why is DC on your mind right now?
Exactly. These motherfuckers occupy some space in these niggas' heads, man.
Like you can like both. I mean, you can talk about it. Like, damn, I mean, even if you like DC animated movies, that's cool. Whatever. We don't talk about like the lack of Marvel animated movies.
Man, or how they animated. I mean, shit. Man, they animated movies be sucking. They animated department has sucked since like what? Like the late 90s for real.
They had a couple good ones. But yeah,
the last one I remember was like that, and it wasn't even the most recent Spider-Man that's on Disney XD now. I think it was the one that before that,
the one before he was the kid version.
Yeah, when he was like the kid version, they kind of had like, you know, the art style was kind of like real, kind of like computer animated looking. Yeah, I think what was it?
That was on MTV.
Yeah.
So, now that you mentioned the one when he was a kid, is that supposed to be what the version Disney went with for, like, the Tom Holland?
Man, I guess so, because he showed to be whining like a fucking kid.
Because I didn't even think, because I've been watching it, he worked with S.H.I.E.L.D. a lot on that cartoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, so, I mean, it's just, I don't know, man, I just, I don't know why people be trying to like cape for these companies, cape for people they don't know. Like we had talked about, I think last time we spoke on her, we talked about like the situation with Meek Mill and the Kobe line and how people was caping for him and talking about, oh, Meek didn't really mean that. Like, how the fuck you know? You ain't in that nigga head.
Right.
He ain't mean no disrespect. Like, what the fuck do you mean? But if that had been Tekashi, dog.
Meek said this shit, that was disrespect. He said,
hey man, but you know what, dude? Something I found out, Wendy Williams, yes, that Wendy Williams, she trying to get Tekashi. She's like, we need to have Tekashi 6ix9ine banned from social media. And I'm like, bitch, is you really doing this?
You need to be banned. Y'all are kind of the same controversial people. He just, dude, more wilding.
I think she might be worse with it, dude, because she didn't talk about, well, granted, now I think about it, Tekashi has talked about dead people, too. But Wendy has went on her show and, like, laughed at people, like for their husbands cheating on them and beating them. But then when she get into some bullshit, it's just like, well, I'm a person and I want my privacy because just because I'm famous don't mean I ain't got feelings and y'all need to chill out. Like, wait a minute. But when it's somebody else, it's all good.
Fuck your feelings. You up next.
Basically. Dude, I just don't like that shit, man. I don't like motherfuckers who be going out of their way to defend people and things. I'm like, dude, why is you going so hard to defend these motherfuckers?
Right. Nah, fuck all that. All right, man. Coming to America.
So I will go on ahead and just say I thought it was just okay. Yeah, I thought it was just okay or whatever, because I mean, I went into it, unlike a lot of people who I've been talking to, a lot of people went into it expecting it for it to be as great as the first one. And I'm like, dude,
you can't. Black Panther.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, you can't base it off of that. You can't base it off of the first one was great. So you can't be basing shit off of that. But I was like, you know what? This movie's just okay. It's like a solid, maybe like 3.5. You know, I give it 3.5 stars. Will I watch it again? If it's on, yeah.
Right, it's got the dude from. Please tell me you saw the movie. What's that movie that nigga was in? Oh my god, it's got him and Lakeith Stanfield in it. I just told Will you need to watch it. They working at the call center, it's got Danny Glover in it.
Oh, Sorry to Bother You?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't spoil it because Will didn't watch it, because I can't be the only one to watch that movie, because that movie had me like, why people was talking about this movie like bad? This movie ain't even bad. That, whoop, there you go.
I think the reason why people were saying the movie was bad, though, and this ain't even giving nothing up, it's just probably because I think Lakeith Stanfield and the shit that he be in, Lakeith Stanfield kind of is like us. Like, so, you know, we be into like kind of like that shit that is kind of like not, you know, not normal black shit. And I think, you know, a lot of people, especially if they only familiar with Lakeith Stanfield from Atlanta, which he played kind of like one of them weird black people on Atlanta, too. And, you know, they just probably be thinking of it like that, like, oh, man. But they just, I don't know. It was just some shit they couldn't understand. And they was like, nope, I don't like it.
But, yeah, I always felt spoiled because it's the ending got me, dog. I was looking at my head. Everybody was watching that movie. They came back to me like, dog, what the fuck? I told you. I'm gonna steer you wrong, but look, you gotta watch it with me.
Hey, while you telling Will to watch stuff, did you watch that one movie that Will been trying to get you to watch for like years?
Which one? Because I ain't still watching John Wick.
Nigga said, which one? I thought it was like, what is it, Ender's Game or something?
Yeah,
like
I did the kind of like my opinion on it, one of the episodes, remember? Because I was mad that I watched it, and it wasn't because it was a bad movie. It's not a bad movie, and they stopped. It's a continuation movie. Now I'm just sitting here like lost now. Like, cause they not going, I don't know why they didn't pick the movie back up and continue filming the sequels and stuff. And I'm like, man, they need to pick this back up. Cause I need to know what happened. Mm-hmm. They can't leave me like that. Oh man. Yeah, go ahead, finish Coming to America. I know we can get off track.
Oh, nah, go ahead, man. I just thought it was all right, man. I mean, I ain't really got nothing really good or bad to say. It was kind of just like meh to me or whatever. And
okay,
you know what I'm saying? Like, and I wouldn't, again, a lot of people who I see saying that it was bad and it was trash, they were basing it off of a movie that came out like, what, like 20, 30 years ago.
So, like you, I thought the movie was cool. Like, it is what it is. It was that type of comedy in this day and age. I just didn't like the part with James Earl Jones. That's the only part that kind of threw me for a loop. That didn't make any sense. Like, I'm just gonna, I was like, oh, okay, I see what kind of movie this is. But when they went to that barbershop, though, man, that, to me, that was like the funniest parts of the movie.
Yeah, that was definitely the part of the movie where they tried, where you could tell that they tried to like write their best stuff and try to deliver their best lines. But the barbershop scene from the first one was just like, that was like, I mean, that's like all time classic,
yeah, you
know, movie stuff, whatever. So you knew they couldn't just let the barbershop scene be any, just like any scene. It had to be, they had to like put forth some effort into it.
They brought back Randy Watson. And then that fat dude, I didn't know that dude was still alive, man. And one that was singing "She's Your Queen."
Yeah, because wasn't he the same one that was in that Coming to America sit pilot episode that they tried to make with Tommy Davidson?
Yeah,
but hey, man. But you know what though, Eddie. I think, you know, most people from that time, I think Eddie even spoke on this. He said Sylvester Stallone told him, like, the best thing you could do as an actor is to get you a movie franchise and just keep making the movies because you'll always have money.
Because motherfuckers like us are watching. despite what everybody, it's a lot of us. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, hundreds of millions of us that watch their movies. It's a cult following. Like, motherfuckers be talking about Rocky, it's a lot of motherfuckers buying Rocky and watching Creed. Like, can't tell me that I'm lying. It's a motherfuckers that was still watching Rambo. Faking. Like, these two to three people on the internet don't matter.
Right. Yeah, it's usually the people, the loudest person on, like, a Reddit or a Twitter or whatever social media, whatever, and they be talking about some, oh, this shit was trash, or, oh, this is the greatest thing in the world. And it's just like, was it really?
Why was it trash? I'm gonna start to hit people with that shit now. Like, why didn't you like it?
Oh, dude,
why did you like it?
And man, I mean, I guess you could. I never do it because I already know they ain't got no answer.
I just like it just because this dude tried to get me, he tried to hit me up on Black Panther because I said it wasn't good. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, he was like, you know people gonna drag you. I was like, you know, I want all the smoke because I'm gonna tell you this. They can't tell me why they like it. They just telling mm-hmm. me I'm crazy. And I was like, I'm gonna ask you the same question. I was like, why do you like it? He was like, I like the art, the artistry in it, the culture, and something else he said. I said, see, you explain why you like it. He explained why he liked it though.
I'm saying though, but that, yeah, I mean, I get it, but at least he did come up with a reason. But it's like, when the last time you heard somebody say that about a movie and you kind of accepted that as an answer? Because most of the time you'd be like, nigga, you don't care about no shit like that. Now, I don't know this person. Maybe they do. Maybe they a cinema buff.
He is.
Okay.
He is. That's why I gave him a pass. I was like, but you different. And that, now that sounds like me making an excuse, but no, I'm going to sit you, I'm going to tell you why I didn't like it. And I told him, and I was like, I'll tell everybody why. Like, you just telling me I'm crazy because it's a Black movie. I'm like, dang, see? I'm like, yeah, for the culture. Everybody like it for the culture. It was good. Like, kids need to look up to a Black superhero. And I ain't going to tell them kids that the movie was bad. I ain't going to ruin, like, their hopes. And that is that movie to look up to. If that's something they look up to, then that's good. And that's what I'm saying. That's what made the movie. If it was good, that's what made the movie good. Giving like young Black kids and stuff something to look up to finally on TV.
I mean, and true. It did, but at the same time, though, I think at some point we gotta like discount that because that's what kind of like everybody, you know, a lot of people were saying when it was like, why did you like the movie? Oh, because of the cultural representation, and it just feels good to see. And I'm like, y'all have forgot we have had Black superheroes on, you know, the film before or whatever. Like, we had Blade. Did y'all forget about Blade?
Right.
Like, so it's just like Blade got thrown in the bushes. And I'm like, dude, now all of a sudden everybody pro-Black. But I'm like, but you was just running down other Black people on social media like years ago talking about this why I don't support Black businesses and blah, blah, blah. And now you like, oh my God, a Black superhero. Oh my God, I can't wait to take my son to go watch this. This is so amazing or whatever. But why don't you take your son down to, you know, down to Mr. Jenkins' business who's been in business for like 50 years or whatever. Like, see, this is a Black man who owns his own stuff or whatever. And he trying to bring something back to the neighborhood instead of just leaving. That's a damn superhero to me too.
True.
So it's kind of like it cuts both ways or whatever. And I just don't believe a lot of these people who be saying that they so pro-Black, man. It's just like y'all be pro-Black when it's convenient for y'all.
Yeah, like y'all dressing up for the movie Black Panther, like
goddamn idiots. probably, and what's fucked up is they probably bought like the costumes or like they kente cloth off of Amazon from a damn white person.
They did.
So it's like, what the fuck? It's like, make it make sense, dog. But anyway, coming to America, we got off.
I think they got the point with coming to America.
All right. Did you ever start watching Snowfall?
No, that's so much shit, man. People keep giving me shows to watch. Like, somebody said I need to watch something about some secrets on Amazon. Secrets tell all, or what secret lies. I can't remember. I got it saved, though.
Mm. Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and just, you know, if you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and just get into the review of Snowfall recently or whatever. Yeah. So this is episode 4. Sorry, I'm picking stickers off of my new laptop because I hate looking at that shit.
Hey, you got a laptop? What kind?
HP. Just a little HP. I forget what kind of model it is, but it got a 500. Got a 500 gig hard drive, whatever, by 8 gigs of RAM. It's Suwoo Red, too.
Ooh, Suwoo.
Hey, man, why they let Soldier Boy do that? That was the softest suit ever. He was like, I'll say it right now. Sue.
They still got the video on YouTube. We getting punked out there by them pirates.
Shit. Hey, but Snowfall. So, For those of you who are not aware, Snowfall is basically about the beginning of the crack era and how it all started out in Los Angeles. How the government basically was helping was basically using crack or bringing cocaine into the United States, and you know, people discovered that they can go ahead and rock it up or whatever and sell it like that, and the government was using it to fund a war, like Nicaragua or something like that. But this recent episode, season four, is basically all about like the gang wars that kind of like corresponded from that. All the gang wars that started in LA because of the drug trade. Yeah, man. So I'm gonna just go ahead and just say it, man. This episode, a kid got shot in like a drive-by. Well, not a drive-by. These motherfuckers pulled up to each other and was like, "Hey, yo, is that Leon?" They was like, "Oh, shit, that's Scully Crew." And these motherfuckers literally was sitting right beside each other and just started shooting each other.
Sorry, that's realistic.
That's real. That's very realistic. And then with the kid dying, too, or whatever, because, I mean, you know, granted, we was, like, really young. We was, like, just born during this time or whatever, but... You know, we still, like, remember, like, in the 90s, too, because they were doing gang wars in the 90s, too, or whatever, and kids, old people was getting, like, clipped, like, motherfuckers who ain't had nothing to do with the shit that was going on. And, I mean, it still happened now, but basically Franklin's, I guess, former best friend now, Leon, he ended up killing Scully, who was the dude who played Stacy, I think, Stacy from, what was that movie, The Wood? Not The Wood, but the damn, that movie.
Yeah, you talking about yeah, Stacy was in The Wood.
Yeah, okay. I knew he just got out of jail
like a couple years ago.
I knew it was some movie with Richard T. Jones in it.
make sure we're talking about the same person.
Let me go ahead. Matter of fact, let me look it up too. All of that. I've been calling that dude Stacy.
The dude that broke up with he told Jennifer Hudson. You talking about that dude Slim from The Wood?
Hold on, let me go and pull this up, man. What's his dude? His real name is DeAndre Bonds. Let me look at his
career. Oh, his name is Richard T. Jones in the show.
DeAndre Bonds, and then what else was he in?
This dude, you know his brother, the dude from Players Club that raped that girl at the end.
Hey, that dude been in everything, ain't he? He was in all the hood classics.
But DeAndre Bonds, yeah, he stabbed his stepdad, and killed him.
In real life?
Yeah, I think he was beating his mama.
That nigga looked like he would do some shit like that. Let me look up this dude IMDb, man, because but anyway,
he's in Dope also. He played Stacy in Dope. He punked the T Crop Stanfield's character in the hallway. Mm-hmm. Hey, remember me, Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Three Strikes too.
Okay, that's what movie I'm thinking about then. Was that the movie with him and David Alan Grier in it?
Nah, that's that one cat. I can't remember his name. The other, he was in that movie Soul Plane. He was fucking some more on the wheel.
Mm.
I can't remember his name.
He was Stacy in The Wood. Okay, and then he was also in Tales from the Hood too. He was Ball from Tales from the Hood. Yeah, and he was Stacy in Dope too. This nigga just kept playing people named Stacy.
That's actually the same character.
For real?
Yeah.
Damn. Alright, now this nigga was a NYPD Blue. He been acting for a minute.
He played a good thug.
He was in, he played Momo in the Steve Harvey show. This nigga was on Diagnosis Murder, dog. Get the fuck out of here. Sunset, hey, he was Busy B in Sunset Park, remember that?
Yeah, he used to do with the glasses, or the goggles.
Hey, that might be the show pick, I'm gonna see. Oh shit. All right. But anyway, so Stacy I mean, Stacy Scully. Basically, it was Scully's daughter that Leon ended up getting shot. That Leon shot and killed. And basically, it's about to be an all-out war on this dude, Leon, for killing him. But my thing is, when I was watching it, because when he shot the little girl, he went over there to kind of like finish the job because he saw somebody else was up in the car. You just heard like this woman screaming, and she's like, my baby. And she's holding the baby while she's, because she was in the opposite car that was shooting at them. And she's holding the baby, and I'm like, man, if he don't fucking shoot that woman too. And he just like was like, he just kind of got like spooked and like, you know, they end up driving off. And I'm like, dude, that's, I ain't no street dude, but that's like common sense, I thought. You don't need no fucking witnesses.
Right.
So at least that way, it just looks like it was a random thing. But now, you know, motherfucker's about to be on his ass. And I can't wait to see episode 5 next week. Snowfall is one of them shows kind of like I forgot what show that was I was originally watching on Showtime with Bryan Cranston. But it's like one of them shows where I don't mind them not having the whole season available because I needed like a break in between these episodes.
Man, I need to watch this show. I need to find the time to just sit down and watch.
It's on Hulu.
Yeah. There's so much shit coming out, though.
I mean, you know. You at home though. You ain't got nothing but time.
Yeah, you're right. But well, still.
Hopefully ain't nobody from management listening to this podcast.
I'll be working. My production be there.
Yeah, so yeah, man. That's what I got. You mind if I hit my throwback? I got a throwback movie, I think, or a TV show. I know I got a throwback. I got a throwback song. It's a Bubba Sparks Deliverance.
Deliverance. How did that song go?
Yeah, I can't remember the words, man. I just heard it earlier this week, and I was like, hey.
Nah, I ain't heard that song in a minute. I'm trying to think.
I think the devil's trying to pull me away or something like that. It was another, I forgot. I totally like blanked on what my damn throwback show was going to be this week, or movie, but whatever. What you got, man?
Man, this deliverance. Man, this the video. This song?
Yeah.
Okay. Man, I love this song. I can't play the whole thing. They might cut it.
Nigga, I was gonna say. I was just about to tell you. I think you'd have played too much.
Yeah, we don't own the rights to that music. That's what motherfuckers would be saying on Facebook. I'm gonna say it too.
I do not own the rights to this.
Man, my throwback. I don't even know if I said this as a throwback before, but since you posted it, I think you posted it. The Beverly Hills Cop. I had to go back and rewatch that movie after you posted it.
hey,
that should be classic, man.
Damon, talk about them plums.
Yeah, he's got some plums too. There's some bananas. Why don't you take some extra ones?
You know, I can't take no bananas. No motherfucking bananas in the tailpipe.
Yeah. I was like, this dude, man. I almost looked up all the other movies he was in. I was like, these motherfucking ways be classic, man.
True indeed, man. I ain't gonna look at something. Hold on, give me a second. I think I might have something else. Damn, what the fuck was that damn movie? I'm probably gonna forget about it. I'm probably gonna remember it as soon as we get up off of this damn thing, but whatever. You got anything else for the people, for the folks?
I think we done covered everything that I can remember. Maybe I should start writing this shit down. I'll just be having shit in my head like, damn, look at this shit.
Go ahead.
Hey, y'all need to stop just Batman versus everybody, man. And pick up a Batman comic book and read it. He be getting his ass kicked in them comic books majority of the time. And where did this Batman prep time come from?
I don't know who started that shit, because the dude don't even need prep time, because he didn't already, from what we've been told, he didn't already kind of like plan for everything. See the Tower of Babel storyline where he planned to, he had already pre-planned to take down the Justice League just in case they went down or went rogue.
Right. He got the fucking belt with all them gadgets in it. You think he ain't got no, ah, man, these people be killing me with this damn prep time. Well, prep time, he can do blah, 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 blah. Man.
They be having you think that he could take down Darkseid if he got prep time, and he can't.
No, obviously he had to build a suit to go snatch up his kid. He still ain't fighting him for real.
Mm.
He just be playing them superheroes like a game of chess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my fault. Sorry, no, I had an epiphany. My fault. It wasn't a throwback show, but I did have another throwback song. It was a Twista, Emotions. Hey man, Twista was talking that shit up on their dog. That shit is so fucking toxic when you think about it, but it's so smooth.
Man, shit. Actually, you said Emotions. The throwback song threw up in my head. H-Town. Nobody even talk about them motherfuckers no more.
Yeah. Ain't all of them dudes dead?
I think just one. I think the twin brother got killed in a car accident.
That was the lead singer, wasn't it?
Yeah, sure. I don't know. They both look alike. Probably was both of you. I don't know.
All right, man.
Emotions make you cry sometimes.
I think it was the lead singer. I think that's the reason why they stopped making music. R.I.P. I think it was named Dino or something like that. I think it was Dino.
Dino might have been this dark skinned guy. I don't remember.
Man, damn. Yeah, that's rough. Yeah, man.
We got anything else? I can't
think of nothing.
Me neither.
All right. Well. Man, I just want to go on here and just leave y'all with this, man. Just cherish people in your life, man. Cherish your family. And I always used to laugh at people. I used to be like, man, what the hell is y'all so damn, you know, all broken up for about like dogs and stuff like that? But they really are parts of the family, man. And it kind of like hurt or whatever. And then it kind of fuck with your mind that you basically got that kind of power where you can end a life, but you don't really want to see nobody in pain, but it don't, you know, it don't take away from it. So, I got two more angels watching over me. So to my grandpa Fred and to my, you know, my cherished, you know, companion, hell, she was kind of an emotional support dog, but she was definitely a valued member of my family. Also, Lily, just want to send another quick rest in peace to y'all. Anybody who's going through something right now, whatever, just because we made it out of 2020 alive, we still have to deal with life. And, you know, 2021 getting off to a rocky start for your man, but I'm going to go ahead and pull through. You know, I still got life in my body. Hell, I still got a son that I'm about to raise who's about to be a freshman. Nigga, hey, man, you realize my son about to be a freshman in high school next year? Yeah. Well,
man. Going through. You about to hit that midlife crisis now. Man. He really about to be in the game.
Man, that dude. I'm like, damn. I'm like, I thought about that shit or whatever, and I'm kicking 40 in the ass. I'm like, God damn.
He at the age where he can decide who he want to stay with the most.
Yeah.
That's what y'all going to have to deal with.
Yeah. All right. I mean, man, it don't even bother me when he be with me or whatever, which, you know, I mean, he was already doing that. Like, I want to, you know, be over with my dad or whatever, which I understand because, I mean, if my dad was around, I probably would have wanted to be around him, especially like the older you get, because it's certain things that if you're a young man that your mom can't do for you that your dad can.
Right. So he probably going to be, he going to be with you most of the time because he going to be going through that high school day. It's like, damn, I don't think my mom can help me.
Right.
And they really can't because my mom was a military person. She was different on that. Mm-hmm. But And she'd be like, nah, that dude. I'm like, okay.
Man, the only advice my mom was giving me in high school about women was like, hey, you there to get an education. Don't be getting involved with them with them little fast ass girls and don't be having no babies. And
she locked that shit down. That's not your girlfriend. There you go. You got stuff to do.
Right, you got work to do, boy.
She like I was like, dang. Okay, I thought these girls think they have it hard. They couldn't get a boyfriend. I was just like, fuck it. Nah, she too fast. No.
Yeah, man. Mom's was not having that shit at all.
Especially when you go get your pictures taken, like at the beginning of the school year, and then and all them females would be standing up, like, who is that? Like,
hey, they be spoiling all your little game, dog.
Yeah. no, he not driving yet. Like, damn. You're like, you can always take me.
You be trying to, what is that? Like when, not even just picture day, but like that school registration, because we used to have to go to the school, remember, to register for classes.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You be standing in that long ass line. I'm like, ooh.
Dog, and then you see like your friends and shit or whatever, then be like, mm-hmm. And then of course mama wanna know who is that? Be like, damn, y'all know them shit.
Shit, I had it probably, cause dang, I'm gonna have to take it back. I don't know if your mom was the same age or she had you at a young age. I think my mom was like 20 something when I was in junior high school. Or like in her 30s, like late 20s or early 30s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mom was around the same age.
Yeah, so it's just like, and everybody else, mama, they look like their grandma.
Nigga, people have some old ass mamas. I was like, damn. Like, you true? Like, your mama 50? What the fuck?
They kept asking me if that was my sister. I was like, no, that's not my sister. It's my mama.
Hey, dog, I'm going to tell you something right now, man. This is one of the damn days. I used to hate my mom used to come to school for anything because, man, the downfall of having a mother who was beautiful, like, everybody was on her. Like, remember Coach Banks?
Yeah.
Dog, Coach Banks used to be spitting that motherfucking game to my mama every chance he saw her, dog. And then I'm like, dog, you don't even say nothing to me when you see me, but not my mama heard. You're just like, oh, how you doing, Steve? And then I'm like, nigga, shut the fuck up.
I ain't like him, man. He got on my nerves.
Yeah, I was like, nigga, you don't even like me, dog. But now that my mama heard you want to act like we friends, man, fuck you.
I remember that day that Miss Franklin was like, I told you to bring your mom. That is my mama.
Hey,
she said, oh, I'm sorry. No, I was like, dang.
Man, hey. Man, speaking of mothers and Miss Franklin, like, my mom and Miss Franklin was cool. Like, they had each other's numbers, dog. Oh,
my God. Yours, too?
Dog. Like, and then I recently found this out when I was talking to my mom. Actually, yesterday, because she was like, yeah, you know, Miss Franklin told me that she was coming up to the high school, but she told me, she was like, don't say nothing to him. I was like, you knew that shit?
she got cool with, like, I don't even know if it was just the black parents or she's just...
Well, I think, Miss Franklin, I mean, for as hard as she was on us, dog, she took like a real vested interest in the lives of young black people and making sure that they were successful, or at least making sure that they graduated high school. Like, she wasn't playing that shit. Like, you weren't going to be failing. And then if she knew about it, like, if she would come up into somebody else's class and check your ass.
Yeah, man. I'd be like... Yo, I'm standing up. So yeah, I'm doing the work. I ain't talking no more.
Yeah. She said, my mom said Miss Franklin used to warn her about girls and certain people who we used to hang around with, or maybe I used to hang around with in high school. I ain't gonna say his name, but Will related to him now through like marriage or something. And she was she used to always tell Miss Franklin, used to always tell my mom, like, hey, don't have him hanging around him, like, don't let him hang around him or whatever. That boy ain't going nowhere in life. I was like, damn. and actually, dog, we want to break it out even more. Miss Franklin actually told my mama to keep my baby mama away from me.
Yeah, I remember that. And then Miss Franklin, I think it was sophomore year because we was up in her class then too at the high school. Mm-hmm. And she go out me out like I don't be paying attention. I was like, because my mama just gonna shut it down no way. So I don't be no. I ain't even waste no time. My mother, you shutting all that down. Nope.
Oh.
High school pregnancy is at an all-time high type of shit.
Like, okay. Nigga, oh, man. We had some good-ass times, man. Like, growing up, man, that shit was, like, the best, man. I kind of missed them times for real, dog, because I'm like, dog, I ain't have to worry about shit. Like, I guess, I mean, I knew how dangerous it was growing up and stuff, whatever, because I think we talked about it on her, like, people was getting, like, not just, like, it wasn't just regular fights happening in high school. Like, people getting stabbed, people getting jumped.
Right.
And, you know, it was just, like, crazy or whatever, but, you know, like you said, man, just stay up out of the muck or whatever and, you know, keep your head down. Don't be saying nothing that you ain't prepared to say to that man or woman face.
Yeah, because they was like, oh, he was talking shit about you. Oh, you ain't from, like, we be in art class. Like, dang. Yeah, they about to fight.
Yeah, dog, that should be like fucking prison, man. For real.
I remember I got into it with the dude, Joe Dictor. He thought he was, I'm like, dude, I understand all the jokes, though. I'm about to beat your ass real because you think I'm stupid. Yeah.
I understand the jokes, but you still about to get your ass
whooped. Yeah, like you know they be trying to, they thinking people joking on like you don't understand it. Like no, motherfucker, I may be quiet, but I still understand the fucking jokes. Stupid. Mm-hmm. What the fuck? You know who I am?
Man, it was a dude who was like a year under us. Man, his name was John. I think I ain't gonna say his last name, but his name was John. He was kind of like a heavy set kid. And I remember we used to be up in history class, man, and that dude would always, he would say anything he wanted to anybody, but the moment you jump back at him, he'd be like, oh, no, what's up then? What you want to do? I'm like, wait a minute. You came in here starting with me. I'm like, look, man, if you want to fight, we can fight, but, you know, just so we clear, even after we finish fighting, I still said what I said, because you came in here starting with me.
That big dudes, I'm gonna have to hit your ass with a chair. I'm sorry.
Man, hey, dog. I was already ready with the chair, dog, because I'm like, we gotta end this shit quick, nigga.
You know the dude I thought would be like a problem? He never messed with nobody. Hey, I don't even think he really joked on anybody for real. He looked like he would have been like the biggest bully. You, I don't want to, shit, what the fuck is his name?
I'm gonna say you describe him to me if you don't want to say his name.
He in our grade, but he started, I don't know, varsity.
Oh, on the football team?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that dude, hey, that dude cool as a fam, dog. Right. I always thought that shit, too, or whatever. I'm like, man, I don't even want to even be around this dude. But then, like, in high school, he was just like, you know, he was like a funny dude. Like, he just kind of, like, cut some jokes or whatever, but it wasn't ever malicious. And he just be like, man, whatever, dude. Like, I saw that dude actually defend a couple of people in the class who motherfuckers were trying to pick on. He'd be like, hey, man, don't do that. And everybody would just, like, sit down and be quiet because they were scared of him.
Right, because I was like, I'm surprised this dude, he did a lot different because I ain't go to school and I don't know what the elementary school he went to. Mm-hmm. But I was like, oh shit, man, he ain't.
Yeah, he ain't go to elementary school with me either, even though I was only in the district for elementary, like for sixth grade. But even at that point, or whatever, like my first acquaintance with him was like in junior high, or whatever. But dude, cool, like, I mean, I still kind of run into dude now every now and then. Like, just on the humble or whatever.
And you know what's funny? His baby mama is one of the chicks you used to mess with. Or she used to come by the locker, too.
Shit, which one? Hey, man, just, yo, let's end this show. All right, B, give the people some parting shots.
Bow, 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 soldier. No. Hey, y'all just be cool, man. Laugh all day long. Find something to make you laugh and keep the heart going.
Yeah, definitely. All right, y'all, for Uptown ENT, this has been another great episode. We gave y'all about an hour and a half, man. Hey, man, I really shudder to think about how long this podcast would be if we had, like, guests on here. especially people who will like fall in with us, man. This would probably be like a 3-4 hour podcast if we had another person on her.
I'm trying to figure out the whole YouTube thing, because you know we get on YouTube and want to be monetized. We can't say no cuss word.
For real?
Yeah.
We fucked. See?
But it'd be funny. So if we record and cut it together and cut out the cussing and put it on the Patreon, I think we go.
No,
Before we edited the videos, we had an unedited version on Patreon. People who want to watch it early, and we flip it on YouTube, the edited version.
Do we need to edit it or put it on Patreon? Like, we can cuss on Patreon, can't we?
No, that's what I'm saying, before the edit.
Oh, okay.
For YouTube.
Man, I mean, you know, YouTube really don't pay that much, though. We probably better off just going straight to Patreon. Because YouTube, like, I think you got to have, like, what, like 10,000 or 100,000 subscribers before you get monetized?
I don't know.
You got to have, like, a few thousand subscribers. And I don't even think it's just, like, a regular 1,000. It might be, like, 10,000 before you get, like, monetized.
It might have went up since the pandemic, since everybody on that boat.
Man, I'm telling you, man, everybody trying to go ahead and get this internet money. The internet is the new drug game.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. For my man B, again, signing off. As always, man, we appreciate y'all, and we'll see you next week. Peace, Moon Crickets.
Later.